Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome to r/entitledparents. Now, in today's first story, an entitled mum gets annoyed at a kid for throwing a snowball at her son. The only issue is, though, it was during a snowball fight. Yeah, seriously. Before we get into that though, guys, I'm pretty ecstatic to say that we are now just 3,000 subscribers away from 600k. This like number, yeah, that we need to get to hit 600k, is coming crashing down each and every day. It's insane. A massive thank you to you guys. We're literally going to hit it like tomorrow at this rate. It's mental. Again, thank you so much for those of you that have subscribed. And if you are new around here, hit the button, help me out. It's completely free. You can always unsub later and I'll love you for it. Let's get into the video. You hit my kid with a snowball during a snowball fight. So, my friend had this happen to him and wanted me to share it here. I will talk from his perspective throughout. For context, I'm at a snowball fight and I'm hiding behind a snow mound. I see a kid sneak around the mound, so I hit him with a snowball. He cries and runs home. I don't really think much of it, so I keep playing and tell my friend on my team. He just laughs and we play peacefully. For about 3 minutes. Then the kid's entitled mum comes up to me. Why did you hit my kid with a snowball? Mom, this is a snowball fight. What are you talking about? But why did you target my poor angel? She gestured towards her son. I didn't, mom. He was about to hit me with a snowball himself. This is abuse. The police will hear about this and I'll see you in court. She then storms off and is stopped by my friend's parents. It was his house. What is going on? My friend then explains everything. You raised such an effing rude-eyed child. And then the entitled mum is just forced to leave. Well, look, if you ask me, if there's one place you're allowed to throw a snowball at someone with no repercussions, surely it's in a snowball fight. I mean, how can you cry about getting hit with a snowball in a snowball fight? You know what you signed up to do, you know? Get hit with snowballs? It's kind of in the name. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe this person just doesn't like getting hit with snowballs and this was their way of finding out. No more snowball fights for you in future, I guess. Now moving on to our next story. My mum and stepdad stopped a class of kids from ever having hot chocolate again. So, I was making a delicious cup of hot chocolate on my own earlier, and it reminded me of the following story. I think this belongs here, I'm not quite sure. I'll be the judge of that, alright? So don't worry about that. A few side notes before I begin for all the folks that don't live in the UK, aka losers, by the way. Anyway, I better not say that. Firstly, year 6 is the final year in primary school. For Americans, I think that's like your version of middle school. I'm not sure though. No, neither am I. I'm sorry. But year 6 should be, what, 11 years old? Secondly, in my primary school, the deaf students had their own classroom for each year for extra support. They would still be included in our class projects and main subjects, English, maths, and science, but they had their own classroom for other subjects, so they had more support. In my year, as there were 3 deaf kids, a couple of kids from the main class could go into the deaf class for extra support for them, and so the deaf kids didn't feel as isolated. Thirdly, green and black chocolate is very expensive. Good quality chocolate. It's around £2 a bar in shops. What's that? $3. It's very rich depending on the percentage of cocoa in it. You can get different percentages of cocoa and that would be how strong it is. So 85% cocoa would be stronger than 80% cocoa. My mum loves green and blacks, by the way. Now, onto the story. The entitled mum in this story is actually my mum. Oh god, that is not a good sign. And entitled stepdad is my stepdad. Okay, here we go. So, when I was in year 6, me and another girl were in the deaf class with the deaf kids. In our school, we were allowed to call our teachers by their first names. Not every primary school is like this, most actually go by surnames. So, the deaf kids teacher was a lovely Greek woman. We will call her Nice Teacher. Now, she was a very enthusiastic teacher. Once a week, she would make us students, in the smaller class, hot chocolates as a treat. It was the best hot chocolate I had ever had. Well, one week, our nice teacher asked us students to chip in with ingredients. She gave each student an item to get, and I had the task of getting the chocolates. However, she specifically asked me to get the green and black chocolate at 85%. After school that day, I asked my entitled mum and entitled stepdad when we were next going shopping. They both said they weren't sure. The next day, my mum said shopping was getting done whilst me and my brother were at school. He's 3 years younger than me. So I asked her about the chocolate. She said no, as it was too expensive. She then asked why I needed it, so I told her. Her and my entitled stepdad exploded. They said they weren't paying for it, and we can just use cheap chocolate. I explained that I was asked specifically to get that chocolate, as it's what our teacher used. But my entitled stepdad and mum weren't having any of it. Instead of going shopping, they actually called a meeting with the head teacher, deputy head, and my nice teacher. I don't know what exactly happened in that meeting, but when it was over, the nice teacher came back into the classroom in tears. I knew what had happened. She stood in front of the very small class and told us all that due to a complaint, we weren't allowed to have hot chocolate ever again. I felt awful. I knew it was because of my parents. Just as lunch was beginning, she pulled me aside and told the other kids to leave. She told me that my entitled mum and entitled stepdad complained, and she said because it really upset her, she actually didn't want me in her class anymore. She said she would keep Jess, but she will exchange me for another kid. I got so upset. I was only 10 years old at the time. I enjoyed being in her class. She was actually the reason I got so into Greek mythology. That is what she taught us in history. As far as I'm aware, all the time she was still at the school, she never made hot chocolate for the students ever again. Oh, and don't worry, when I went to secondary school, my entitled mum and stepdad were exactly the same. Whenever we had food tech, they would always moan about buying the ingredients, and if you didn't have the ingredients, you had to give a couple of pounds to the teacher to be able to use their ingredients. Well, my entitled stepdad and entitled mum refused to do that too. They had so many meetings with teachers, and it actually resulted in me being kicked out of food tech classes. As I said, I'm not sure if this belongs here. My boyfriend said that my entitled mum and entitled stepdad were being entitled a bit, as they stopped the whole class from having it. But I'm honestly not sure. Wait, OP, are you serious? Yes, clearly they're being entitled. I mean, they're literally not willing to pay, what, £2? Which, by the way, it's not a lot of money, is it? You can afford to pay £2 on a bit of chocolate for your entire class. They're not giving £2 of their own money away to enable a teacher to actually, you know, reward her students for great work, make the students like the teacher more, and enjoy being at school. Like, yes, that is so entitled. You're literally ruining so many people's days, let alone your own child. You know, OP now, at 10 years old, is being told to leave the class because this teacher hates her parents so much. Imagine that as a 10-year-old. That would screw you up in your head. And that is only because of your entitled parents not willing to fork out literally $3, £2. Seriously, of course they're entitled. Madness. What's more, you know, when you go to secondary school, yeah, and you're doing food tech, which obviously involves making food, you're going to need to spend some money on ingredients. Sure, that's, you know, part and parcel, you know, that's in the memo when you do food tech, but you're going to need to have some ingredients. And maybe some schools provide all the ingredients for you, but surely the majority you have to pay, you would think, right? It's because otherwise who else is going to pay? So why are they not paying for the food tech ingredients that you need to do your schoolwork? It's like not paying for an A4 pad of paper so you literally can't write anything down. It's the equivalent of that, in my opinion. It's just mad. Yeah, no wonder you were kicked out, OP. Obviously, it wasn't your fault, but clearly it was your entitled parents' fault. 100% they are entitled. Now moving on to our third story. Entitled mum accuses us of practicing Satanism for celebrating Halloween. So for a little background, I am a 20-year-old female, and me and my mum live in Argentina. Now, we run a little English institute in our neighbourhood. Not many students, roughly 25 to 30. Every year, we like to teach our students about the different festivities and holidays celebrated in America. You know, Thanksgiving, St. Patrick's, Halloween. They get to decorate the classroom, and we have little parties where they bring snacks and play holiday-related games. It is so much fun, and they love learning about American culture. Their favourite holiday is, of course, Halloween. They get to dress up, and we give them sweets. We've been doing it for years and never had any issues. That is, until the last October 31st. The kids had dressed as princesses and superheroes and were decorating with cute little bats and pumpkins. Nothing creepy. We were having a good time until, lo and behold, appeared the most terrifying creature known to mankind. No, not a devil, not a zombie, not Dracula, not any other Halloween creature I can think of off the top of my head right now whilst I'm recording this. An entitled mother, the most terrifying creature of all. guys, quickly, drop a like on this video if for next Halloween you want to see me, you know, dress up as an entitled mother and make a video in an entitled mother, a Karen costume. Like this video, comment down below. Let's see how many likes we get. Anyway, she barged into the classroom without knocking or even saying hello, while dragging her daughter by the arm and starts yelling at me to get the person in charge. Trembling in fear, I scrambled quickly to get my mother. The conversation went something like this. My mother said, "Hello, entitled mum. What can I do for you?"
"Now shut up and listen to me, you little Satan lover."
Excuse me?
"You heard me. What kind of establishment teaches children about Satan and how to adore the devil by forcing it down their throats on a foreign evil holiday?"
"Mom, Halloween has nothing to do with Satan."
"BS. I know what I'm talking about. I read it on the internet. You and your daughter are practicing Satanism."
"EM, if you calm down, I can easily explain to you what Halloween is about."
"No, I will not allow you to feed my daughter lies and poison her mind with your darkness."
At this point, the poor kid looked like she wanted to disappear into the depths of the earth. The other children and I could do nothing but just stare in horror.
"In case you haven't realized, this is a Catholic country. If you don't like it, you can easily go back to that country of brutes."
My mum was too dumbfounded by this crazy woman's ignorance to even respond anymore.
"I pay you every month, so I demand you cancel this madness, or I will be taking my daughter to another institute."
"I'm sorry, but other kids are having fun and enjoying themselves. I'm not going to cancel Halloween for them just because one person doesn't like it." At this point, the entitled mum goes red and starts screaming at the top of her lungs while violently yanking at her poor kid's arm towards the door.
"I will sue you. I will notify the police and tell my church that there are Satanists in town. I swear I will make sure you and your female dog of a daughter never teach again."
She slams the door on her way out. Never saw her or her daughter again, and I have to say, I'm relieved. Though I do feel sorry for that poor child. She may not be able to ever celebrate Halloween, but she sure knows what it's like to live with the devil. Oh yeah, classy little line there at the end, OP. As I said, halfway through the story, I mean, what is worse than an entitled parent? Genuinely nothing. I mean, seriously. Again, if you do want to see me dress up as a Karen, you know, get the wig, whack a bit of makeup on. Am I really saying this though? But am I? You know what I am. If you want to see it, yeah, drop a like. I'm going to set a big like guard because that involves, like, dressing up as a Karen involves putting in, like, clip-on earrings, probably. Whacking some mascara, you know, the whole whatever mile, however many miles it is in the phrase. So yeah, let's go for 15k likes. I'm tempted to go 20, you know. I'll keep it low, so I'll give you guys a chance. 15,000 likes on this video, yeah? And I will do next October. Oh, this is terrible. Next October, I will film a video in a full Karen costume with makeup, with everything, yeah? 15,000. Is that too low? 15,000, guys, there you go. 15,000 likes and I'll do it. It's up to you, and it's up to you to keep on reminding me if we come close as well. I know you can do it, but I kind of don't want you to do it. So if you wouldn't mind just, you know, now unliking the like button, that'd be great. Appreciate it. Let's move on.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now moving on to our final story. Entitled mother messes up big at the ER. As I was sitting in the waiting room at the ER, there was a young girl about 10 by her looks. She was also totally bald and didn't hide it. Overhearing her mum, I came to find out she has cancer and was getting ready for her chemo treatments. At this hospital, they have service dogs meant to calm kids down when they get scared. The dog they let her take care of was only small. I have no idea what breed, sorry. She was on the gurney waiting her turn, happily petting the dog. This is when an entitled mum joins the story. She walks right up to the counter with her little girl who was crying. The entitled mum said she fell off the swing set and got a black eye. She was told to take a seat and wait until cooled. As she was walking to sit down, her daughter spots the dog and squeals she wants to pet the puppy. The young girl's mother tried to explain that the dog was a special dog and her daughter was taking care of him and he was taking care of her, and to please not touch the dog. The entitled mum did not like this and started at a very high volume where everyone could hear, saying, "My baby wants to pet the mutt. She is going to pet the mutt," and put her hands on her hips like she'd already won the fight. The entitled mum then tried to reach over the young girl's mother to take the dog. But when she did this, she pulled the IV drip out of the girl's arm, landing it directly on her mother. I'm not sure about the dog, but it yelped so loud, so I assume she did as well. At this hospital, they don't just have security, but there is a police officer stationed there as well. Both security and the cop grabbed the entitled mum and put her to the floor, hard. She landed face first on the big rubber mats they have at the doors. In seconds, she was cuffed and hauled into the security room, the whole time screaming about all the things an angry entitled mum tends to scream about. Her daughter was taken to a quiet room with a nice nurse, while other nurses worked on getting the poor young girl hooked back up to everything. The poor little dog was so scared, he became useless to the girl. Lucky they have more than one dog on site at all times. This time, they brought her a German Shepherd. After I was seen and on my way out, I saw one of the security guys and asked him how things ended since I was seeing the doctor. He laughed and said she got trespassed from the hospital and its property, resisting arrest, assault on the cop, I guess she scratched his face enough to make it bleed, interfering with a service animal while it is on duty, assault on the young girl and her mother. If there was more, I can't remember. I just wish I was there when they took her out screaming and kicking. To be honest with you guys, it seems a bit weird that, you know, someone can literally just walk into a hospital, the ER, in this situation and instantly be able to be in contact with someone that is on an IV drip and is about to have chemotherapy, do you not think? Like, surely, normally, if you're going to have chemotherapy, you wouldn't sit in a normal waiting area waiting to have the chemo, you know what I mean? Like, with a drip in. Wouldn't you be, like, on your own bed somewhere, maybe in, like, another room with other people that are also waiting? I don't really know how it works, I'll be honest, so please enlighten me in the comments down below. What I'm pretty much saying is it seems weird that someone can come in with a black eye and instantly, you know, be in contact with someone that is about to go through chemotherapy and do something horrible like this. I imagine that, you know, this sort of thing doesn't happen too often, where an entitled mum would attack a girl that is about to have chemo and is on a drip, I presume. So I assume that the hospital don't normally, you know, account for this sort of thing or expect this sort of thing to happen. But still, you never know. It's just a bit weird that, you know, you'd be allowed to be in contact with someone like this, in my opinion, at this stage of coming into a hospital with just a black eye. I don't know. There's a reason I don't work in hospitals, because clearly I'm clueless. So yeah, if anyone watching this does work in a hospital, please let me know how that could possibly have happened. It seems a little bit weird to me, but other than that, yeah, great story. I enjoyed this entitled mum getting absolutely flattened by the security guard and the police officer. And yes, like OP, I would have loved to see that in the flesh. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of Entitled Parents. I really hope you loved it. Again, remember to subscribe to my channel if you are new. Click this button to do that. And also, 15k likes in this vid. You know what that will achieve. Don't like the video, please. Just don't do it for my own sanity. If you are new around here and you want more right away, check out this playlist of all my Entitled Parents videos. Actually, I think this might be close to my 600th video on the channel. If it is, what a milestone. 600 videos, nearly 600,000 subscribers in the same week. Could it be done? It's up to you. Hit the button. See you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.